Let's get another hit on sports as we look ahead to the football weekend with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Also joining us are a couple of football fans. We won't give you their affiliation right away. Jeff Blank is in the studio. The fact that he's here in New York might be a giveaway. Chad Muller is in Dallas, Texas. That might also be a fan giveaway. Jeff and Chad, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And Ibrahim, let's just begin. The debut this weekend in football is not a player at all. It's actually a stadium.
A stadium that had a burn rate of $1 million per day when they were building it. That cost over $1 billion to make.
Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboy Football Media World is what this stadium is going to be. And national fans are going to get a chance to look at it on NBC this weekend.
They have a massive, 100,000 people can fit into the stadium. They have a massive screen that's like larger than life in the middle of it. There's going to be the stadium is a player in itself.
So does and of course the game is the New York Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys, one of the oldest rivalries in the NFL. Chad Muller, who are you paying more attention to, Tony Romo, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, or Jerry Jones Stadium?
Definitely the quarterback, because he's the one that's going to win the game for us. But the stadium, I can say this, I've been there. The video board, watching it on TV will not do it justice. You've got to see it in person so you can see the cheerleaders up close and personal.
I don't want to go there. Jeff Blank, first of all, you want to just get a comment in there? He said that the Cowboys are going to win. What do you think?
Cowboys are not going to win. The Giants have a history of dominating on their road openers. They have 47 road opening wins, the most in National Football League history. In addition, it seems that the focus in Dallas is on the stadium. Every time there's a new stadium, it appears that the team that has the new stadium does not come up victoriously. I went to the University of Michigan. They pack in 110,000 fans. It's a little bit intimidating for 18-year-old freshmen. The Giants are not going to be intimidated in this game.
So new stadiums are a jinx. Ibrahim, give us some clarity here in the center.
Well, right now, I think the big news out there is that Romo has a bum ankle. People don't know how bum his ankle is. But going against the defensive line of the Giants, that is going to be completely exposed. And then I'm a little bit worried about Romo on that front. Also, the Giants have a weak secondary and have a soft middle linebacker core. And I think Romo can take advantage of that. If he doesn't get overwhelmed by the Giants' defensive line, he can dump short passes over the middle and take advantage of that. He's got a lot of threats. So it is a completely different team that the Giants will be facing.
What clues from last week's games, the Cowboys and the Giants, suggest where things are going to go this weekend?
Well, the Giants their running game is on point. Brandon Jacobs is ready to go. Ahmad Bradshaw, they have an excellent running attack, and so I think that they can exploit the Cowboys in that arena.
And Manning was something what 21 out of 29. He did okay.
He was efficient, and I think that it's going to be. But this is a different secondary that he's facing. So that a clue there is that the Cowboys are going to put a little bit more pressure on the Giants' weak wide receiving core.
But Romo, of course, has great ability to give his receivers tons of time by scrambling out of the pocket. What do we look for there?
We love Romo when he comes out of the pocket, when he does that little scramble and he goes to the right or to the left. He can throw excellent on the run. So I'm looking for Romo to have a good game, but he might have a little bit of that first stadium jitters. And so we'll see. But at the end of the day, I think the Cowboys are going to take it.
Chad Muller, new stadium jitters. Do you buy that at all down there in Dallas?
No, not at all. It's one of those things where the Cowboys, they're already larger than life. They're American team. A new stadium's not going to affect the way they play. Not to mention, if Jason Campbell can throw all over the Giants, what do you think Romo's going to do?
So, Chad, baby, what's the spread? What's the spread?
Cowboys easily win this thing by 10, double digits or more.
Cowboys by 10. Jeff Blank, what do you say?
It's going to be the Giants by 4, John. And
ooh.
Keep in mind
ooh.
That. Keep in mind.
A little hesitation there. Who's got the jitters?
The Giants certainly don't have the jitters. And look at Tampa Bay. Look at Dallas's defense. Last week, giving up 450 yards to Tampa Bay. No sacks on Byron Leftwich. Gave up 174 yards rushing. As Ibrahim stated.
Good numbers.
Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw are going to run all over Dallas.
Do you got a prediction, Ibrahim, quickly?
I think it's going to be an excellent game. 24-27 Cowboys.
24-27 Cowboys. All right. Thanks. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Jeff Blank, and Chad Muller. Football weekend. And now Femi.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.